My name is Randall Gingrich. I'm director of the Sierra Madre Alliance. We support a network of Mexican organizations and indigenous communities in the Sierra Madre in northwestern Mexico. I think it's essential that the community realize that forest conservation and preservation in indigenous lands is becoming increasingly a life and death issue in Mexico. And recently we've had massacres of 26 Zapotecs in Oaxaca and killings and shootouts in Michoacan. Where we work in the state of Chihuahua, we've had threats against indigenous leaders in two different communities that we work with. And it's all over land issues. It's all over conflicts of indigenous people wanting to protect and preserve their forest resources versus neighboring mestizo or mixed-blood Mexican communities that want to log their resources. Well, these are generally local conflicts, but usually after years of negligence on the part of authorities. But the pattern we've seen recently is increasingly disturbing. In Oaxaca recently, about two weeks ago, 26 Zapotecs, forget the name of the community, but were massacred after they had won in court a land conflict. They had won their definition of the boundaries in court based upon their traditional use and ownership of that land. And when they began to log it for the benefit of their community, the neighboring community who they had defeated in court, which was not a Zapotec community but a mixed blood or Mexican community, they massacred 26 of the men in that community. And we're talking very small communities, 300, 400 families in these communities. So 26. Assassination probably left 26 widows, you know, over maybe, you know, 100 or more orphans from that one act. And so what we're seeing is a consistent pattern historically of Mexico ignoring appeals from indigenous communities for justice, allowing tensions to build up to the point where one community feels like it can take violence against another community. And because this act in Oaxaca received international attention, it was published in the New York Times, it was published all over in the Mexican papers, there were 15 arrests in that particular case. But there are dozens, if not hundreds, of other cases throughout Mexico where no arrests have been made, no investigation is ongoing, and the traditional political structure continues to support the people that are making the threats. And one of those cases is a community that we work in Chihuahua called Pino Gordo. It's a very isolated Tarahumara community. It's the last holdout where Tarahumara Indians actually live in an old-growth forest. And they also live in a transition zone from forest down into tropical canyon. So it's an amazingly biologically diverse place that the Indians want to protect. They've seen how logging has affected their neighbors, and they don't wish to choose that path. And they've asked to declare it a protected area, but they've been defrauded of their land rights. Their leaders have, with the help of some of our conservation partners in Mexico, have taken the case to court. Last September 2001, they won a landmark judgment where the agrarian court granted land rights to 162 Tarahumara, who had been defrauded a few years earlier of their rights to their traditional lands. But the opposition appealed it. They have sent armed people in to threaten the local leaders. They've threatened members of our team in Mexico. The threats, and also they've gotten like politicians, representatives from the state assembly, people that are in rural campesino groups that are aligned with the major political parties, to attack it and to promote the threat of violence as a reason to take indigenous lands and indigenous forests. If the indigenous people don't give up their forests, they're going to be killed. And there's nothing we can do about it. They're using that as justification to not grant them their land rights. These battles, besides the risk, obvious risk, they're extremely costly. You know, it takes legal expertise. It takes a technical team to define what the traditional land use patterns. You have to go and research historical archives. It takes a tremendous amount of effort. Part of the reason that the arguments and how we won the case last September was that Mexico was a signer to Article 169 of the International Labor Organization, which grants indigenous pueblos their right to their land, their natural resources, their traditional ways, their language, their way of life. And Mexico is a signer to that convention, which makes that supreme law in Mexico. And because there's a lot of fear of this being a precedent-setting case to establish that law, to grant land rights to indigenous people that were receiving resistance from the highest level of Mexican government down to armed campesinos walking and threatening indigenous leaders. Most of the actions that are being taken in Mexico by our partner organizations. It's not an international issue in terms that there's international corporations involved in this campaign. So they're doing political lobbying on the state and federal level. They're organizing support from organizations. People are writing letters of support from all over Latin America. And we're getting ready to launch an international campaign. We'd like to do an email campaign, letter writing, conventional letter writing and faxing to the President of Mexico. That campaign will probably be launched between now and September. It will be ongoing until this case is resolved, because there are many layers of threats to this particular community. The name of the community is Pino Gordo. At this point, what we're trying to do is gather supporters. You know, people, names, email names. The immediate action would be to write us at info@sierramadrealliance.org, or look on our website www.sierramadrealliance.org for our contact information. You know, get in touch with us. Say you'd like to be part of this network. We'll get people on a listserv. We'll be mobilizing action here in the next few weeks. Well, it's just that the international support has functioned in the past. In the early 90s, we used fax and letter writing campaigns to President Zedillo, who just left office last year, against the violence in Tarahumara communities propagated by drug lords, which is also associated with logging. We're still up against those cases, but because of international pressure and the combination of that and mobilization in Mexico, we were able to dramatically reduce the violence against Tarahumara Indians from drug people in some of the worst zones in the country. So we have a precedent that this kind of collaborative action can work. I'm Randall Gingrich. I'm Executive Director of the Sierra Madre Alliance.